to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. And joining me in studio this morning are friends from Christian Friends of New Americans, Carol Buckman. Carol, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
Also joining us in studio, Jessica Bordelot from Young Adult Ministry here in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back in the studio again.
Thank you.
Wasn't that long ago. We were just talking about young adult ministry and other things on Faith and Family.
Right. I'm glad to come back and talk more about all the things going on in that ministry. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Carol, many of our listeners are probably familiar with CFNA, Christian Friends of New Americans, but can you give us just an idea of what CFNA does here in the St. Louis area?
Oh, we have a variety of programs, but we work with refugees mainly and immigrants, and it's an exciting opportunity for everyone to be involved. We have ESL classes for adults and after-school tutoring. Health and wellness is coming up on this Saturday for medical people and for people who would like to be registrars and drivers to medical appointments. We have home Bible studies and student leadership programs, all sorts of activities for people. And of course, we have our fundraising events.
And what are some of the, well, first of all, you mentioned refugees. What are some of the groups of people that have been served by, or that are being served by CFNA? Who are some of the groups that are coming to the St. Louis area?
Well, currently, we have the Nepali people coming, and we're blessed to have an evangelist from Nepal who has taken great leadership in the last 7 months. There's an article in the newest issue of Lutheran Layman League that tells about the exciting things that happened in January at Ascension Lutheran Church in the city. There was a baptism of 21 people and the confirmation of Gagan. So he's taken leadership, and the Nepali people are just a wonderful, wonderful group of people. It's such a delight to work with them in the adult English classes and after-school tutoring, everything. They're just wonderful. We're also having many Arabic-speaking people coming in the newest wave. You know, these refugees come into St. Louis in waves. In the early 90s, it was the Bosnians. In the 1970s, it was the Vietnamese. And many, many other people in between.
So they're coming to the United States seeking refuge and find themselves here in St. Louis. And St. Louis is a nice place to live, but it's nice to have neighbors that welcome you, right?
Oh, that's the most important. That's the most important, the human relationships. You know, I often think of the story of the elderly the gentleman walking down Grand. He came to a street corner, a busy street corner. He stood there in the cold and the drizzle for probably 20 minutes before somebody walked past him and showed him how to push the button to stop the traffic.
Sure, so that he could just simply cross the crosswalk
there. Simply cross the street, yeah.
And why is it important for us as Christians to be welcoming to these new neighbors?
I think because the Bible says to do this, welcome the alien amongst you.
And these who are coming as refugees to the United States, to St. Louis, are not coming just as individual adults. Their whole families are coming, correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. And some of these people, wonderful people, have become Christians in their own country. They have gone through the fires of persecution. They're strong. And they can inject great talent, energy into our society, into our congregations. But many know nothing about the gospel. And so there's always the prayer that when we're speaking to people, that God will remind us of a particular Bible verse that answers their question.
So adults and children, youth, all coming to communities here in the St. Louis area who may or may not know Jesus. And this is where Jessica and Young Adult Ministry come into partnership with CFNA. Jessica, what's coming up this summer? What will Young Adult Ministry be doing in partnership with CFNA this summer?
Well, LCMS Young Adult Ministry does two servant events this summer. One is out in San Diego with our awesome volunteer coordinator, Brandon Heath. And then the one here in St. Louis, we will be working with Christian Friends of New Americans. And we are really excited about this opportunity of connecting young adults in their 20s, you know, ages 18 and older, with these families and immigrant children and families where they can serve them. So coming up really soon, May 29th to June 1st, will be our servant event here in St. Louis. And it's a whole program. It's a whole event that includes volunteer-led Bible studies, and we'll have worship and leadership development. So the young adults that come to participate in this event as volunteers will have all this kind of training and leadership development to help them train back home. But then the bulk of what we're doing all day long on Friday and on Saturday will be serving at the Peace Center. On Friday, we'll be painting and cleaning and whatever other work Carol has for us to do at the Peace Center, and getting ready for Saturday, because on Saturday, we're going to be hosting a VBS day camp for the kids. So the young adults will have the opportunity to mentor the children that can come and for a day hang out with Christian young adults, play games, do some Bible stories, some crafts, some songs, and then we'll all eat lunch together before the kids go home. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then Carol's put together a really kind of a unique dinner for us.
Yeah, we Jessica and I talked about this, and we have some people, Pastor Stanish, mm-hmm. From India, is going to, and we'll talk to the young adults, ask them, answer their questions regarding the Hindu faith, and then he and his wife, Bina, will be helping them learn, go out shopping with, and pick, purchase ethnic foods and make, learn to cook some ethnic foods. And we'll also have some of the wives from the seminary mm-hmm. that are Hmong, and they will be helping us learn to do some Hmong cooking and be a delicious dinner.
So Bible camp throughout the day, or a VBS throughout the day, a day camp, and gathering around God's Word, teaching children God's Word, teaching all people, all ages, God's Word, and fellowship around a good meal. It sounds like a great opportunity for young adults to serve and really to do some learning along the way, too, you know, to learn about different cultures, as you said, learning about these new foods, Carol. That sounds like a really neat opportunity.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I mean, the idea of going to the ethnic market and making food as a community and then eating together, mm-hmm. that's such a unique opportunity. And then Sunday morning, we're going to be participating in a multi-ethnic worship service at a congregation that supports the Peace Center. So we'll even get to worship together. I just think that kind of a relationship can really mm-hmm. open the eyes of the young adults to the needs in their communities and the ways that they can love people for Christ.
And what are the dates again for this servant event?
Well, it'll begin on Thursday, May 29th, mm-hmm. so that we can get ready for the next day. And it will go all the way to after church or so on the morning of June 1st, on Sunday, June 1st. But if people out there want to come and they can only come for a day, that's fine. People are invited to come for the whole event or just part of the day or whatever works with their schedule so that they can be a part of this event and fellowship with us and get to know us, and as young adults feel equipped to go back into their community and become servant leaders.
And you mentioned another servant event for young adults this summer as well. When is that? Can you give us more information on that as well?
Sure. If you go to our website, which is lcmsyam.org, you can find out more information about the servant event that Brandon Heath is organizing in San Diego. They're also working with the immigrant and homeless population out there.
Very good. All that information at lcmsyam.org. You can register for the event on the website as well.
Right. In fact, that's the first place that you should go if you're interested in coming. And I think everyone who's listening should get people to come. There's lots of young adults out there who don't know where to connect, who feel spiritually isolated because being a young adult, being a Christian young adult, makes you different than mm-hmm. most of the people at your age. Statistics show that only 10% of 18 to 25 year olds are connected or committed to any faith. And so that leaves 90% who aren't. So the young adults that you know need to be connected to a group of believers, a community of believers that includes people their own age too, so that they can reach out, be equipped as young people, and then be part of ministries that are multi-generational and work with the kids at the Peace Center and work with the adults that will be going shopping with us. So go to the website, register. We have been very fortunate that we've had some food and meal donations, so we could lower the registration fee to $36.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, if volunteers can come and help pay for the food, that'd be great.
And what a great way to kick off the summer, too. You know, for I'm thinking as a college student coming home or finishing up classes, and you know, a lot of people consider Memorial Day the official kickoff to summer, but this is following Memorial Day that same week. What a great way to start off the summer to volunteer to serve as a servant in this servant event and get to know some people that you've maybe not met before, probably haven't met before, and learn about different cultures and to be servants to them and to build a relationship that hopefully lasts a lifetime.
We hope that that date would be good for college students because it was after graduation,
right,
before summer jobs, and also for young professionals. They would only need to take Friday off if they wanted to come for the whole event.
Very good. Well, Carol, any other events coming up with CFNA that you wanted to mention? We've got about a minute and a half left.
I'm so glad you asked. We have a golf event. This will be our second one, and it's going to be held October 1st at Quail Creek Golf Course. And there'll be delicious foods and just good, good fellowship. So look on our website and find out all the details.
I'm getting the sense that food is an important part of the fellowship that Christian Friends of New Americans does.
Oh, yes.
So what's the date again in October?
October 1.
October 1st, the golf tournament. So save the date. Mark your calendar now. If you're thinking about how hot it's going to be this summer, it'll start cooling off by October. A good time for golfing, right?
Yes, and as Pastor Gunderman said, it'll be the last hurrah of the season.
Very good. October 1st, mark your calendars for the golf tournament for Christian Friends of New Americans. Sign up for the servant event that's coming up at the end of May. You can go to lcmsyam.org to sign up for the Young Adult Ministry, a servant event with Christian Friends of New Americans. And where can we find out more about CFNA? Do we have a website?
www.christianfriendsofnewamericans, and that's of course not spelled out, it's simply cfna-stl.org.
Very good. cfna-stl.org. Well, it's been great talking with you both. Carol Buckman, thanks for being our guest this morning here in the studio to talk about Christian Friends of New Americans.
Oh, thank you very much.
And Jessica Bordalo from Young Adult Ministry, thanks so much for coming and sharing with us about these upcoming sermon events.
Anytime.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily lectionary with a pastor from Concordia in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, or Sykeston, Missouri, sorry, coming up in just a little bit. So stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.